Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this edition of Healthline, we look at stress management. Stress is defined as our body's way of responding to any kind of demand or threat. It happens when the body releases hormones in response to external stimulation. Psychologist Dr. Liakim Samaj says stress is not a specific thing and has more to do with one's reaction to a situation.
There's a mistaken notion that there is something specific that is stress. On the contrary, stress is really how you respond to a situation or that you're not in control. It becomes stressful. It taxes your coping capabilities.
There are different environmental situations that can cause stressful events ranging from social, physical, and psychological.
For many people, public speaking is on the short list of stressful events. It's something that frightens them, terrifies them, that they feel they can't cope. So the variety exists. You'll find some situations that more people often than not find it to be stressful because they interpret it as something that they're not coping very well with.
There is also good stress and bad stress. Good stress, or eustress, is considered to inspire and propel people towards completing tasks or achieving goals.
Let's say you have a project and the deadline approaches. You enjoy the project, but we don't like deadlines. We don't like pressure. But the pressure of the deadline, it brings out the best in you. It gets you to reach above what your normal capabilities are. Take a race, for example. We're in this Olympic period. If you see how the athletes psych themselves up, that's good stress. If you go into an event nonchalant, just casual and totally comfortable, you may not signal all the energies that you need.
In Jamaican culture, it is common for the phrase "me stress out" and "me under pressure" to be used to express distress. Dr. Samaj says the terms are interchangeable as they express the same thing. The problem with stress or pressure comes when they are experienced too often, as the body is not made to undergo stressful experiences daily.
Because what stress does, to a large extent, it triggers the fight or flight reaction. It prepares the body for supreme action. Now, if you do that every day, you pay a price. The body isn't intended to be doing that on a daily basis. But when you need it, you can draw on it. Bad stress debilitates you. You're frightened. Your coping mechanism is taxed. You're not doing very well. You feel very drained.
Dr. Samaj says, in handling or managing stress, one of the first things to do is to change your perspective.
The first thing is the narrative that you use to describe the situation. You say, boy, I'm in a crisis, you know. I have problems. Now, that's a whole different narrative than you say, listen, this is challenging. This is going to demand the best of me. So once you see it as something that you can't cope with, you start off with a negative, you are in trouble.
Another option is to identify the source of stress that may be present in your life and taking the necessary steps to face them based on their nature. Making time for oneself, spending time with family and loved ones, relaxing and taking part in leisure activities are also effective ways to help relieve stress. One should try avoiding unhealthy ways of coping with stress, including excessive alcohol consumption, taking part in risky behavior, and smoking. Stress can affect the mind and the physical body. Dr. Samaj points out that 80% of diseases have stress as a triggering mechanism. He recommends speaking with a professional if stress becomes unbearable.
If you are in a situation whereby, listen, you know you're not coping, then it starts to have physical implications. You're getting sick. You're feeling tired. You lack of energy. Unmotivated. You really don't want to go work no more. You may actually need the physical, the medical condition, which has now been triggered.
Psychologist Dr. Liakim Samaj. Controlling stressful situations may not be the easiest thing to do, but developing a healthy approach to situations can greatly improve your quality of life. That's it for Healthline this week. Join us again next week for more. I'm Twyla Whelan. Until then, stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.